إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. But before I begin, if you have cell phones, please put them on silent or vibrate so that they don't go off during the khutbah. Barakallahu fikum. Indeed, all praise due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, He has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for Him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي الْقُرَانِ الْكَرِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. As to what follows, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah who's blessed us all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah who's blessed us to see such a beautiful day. Alhamdulillah who's blessed us to be Muslim. And Alhamdulillah who's given us the Qur'an and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a guidance for us, as a guidance that leads to success. And inshallah, brothers and sisters in Islam, the topic for today's khutbah is going to be a nasiha from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, advice from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if this was advice from me or from you or from anybody else, we might be able to say, yeah, you know, whatever. We might take it with a grain of salt, we might listen, we might not. But when it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know that the nasiha, the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is on point. We know that it's correct. We know that it's going to lead to success if we follow it. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to take advantage of this nasiha from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But to begin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He advises in the Quran about the true state of our time in this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَا فِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَمِلُوا الصُّلِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. This is a very short surah that many of us know. Many of us will probably recite it. And the reality is many of us will probably recite it because it's a short surah. Because we can get through our salat that much faster. This is the reality of our nature. You know, we recite the short surahs because it's easier for us. But how often do we reflect on these ayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He swears by the time, He says, by the time, verily man, he's in loss. By the passage of time, verily man, he's losing out. Man is a loser as time goes by. Except for those who believe, and they do the good deeds, they do the righteous deeds. And they encourage one another to be truthful, to be on the truth, and to be patient. So this is the reality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said about us. This is us He's talking about. So the reality is many of us, brothers and sisters, we're losing out. With each passing day of our lives, we're losing out. Unless we're doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises us to do. Unless we're from the people who believe and they do good deeds. This is how they spend their time. May Allah make us from those people. Brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ad-dinu nasiha." The religion, it's advice. And so today we're going to look at the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah, he said, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِرَجُلٍ وَهُوَ يُعِدُّهُ. He said to a man as he was advising him, Rasulullah, he said to a person as he was advising him, Rasulullah said, اِقْتَنِمْ خَمْسًا قَبْلَ خَمْسٍ. This is the hadith all of us we've heard a million times. But wallahi, we need to put this hadith into action. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's advising this man. He said to this man, take advantage of five before five. Take advantage of five things before five other things happen. Shababaka kabla haramika. Take advantage of your youth before your old age. Take advantage of your youth before you become old. وصحتك قبل سقامك. And take advantage of your health before illness. Take advantage of your health before you get sick. وغناك قبل فقرك. And take advantage of your wealth, of your riches, before you become poor. وفراغك قبل شغلك. And take advantage of your free time before you become busy. Take advantage of your free time before you become busy. وحياتك قبل موتك. And take advantage of your life before your death. This is a very short hadith, but inshallah we're going to spend just a few moments looking at these pieces of advice one by one. And the word that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam he used for take advantage of, the word is iqtanam. Iqtanam, it comes from something that you can achieve easily. Something that you can take advantage of easily. Like for instance, sheep, they're called ghanam. Sheep, they're called ghanam because a sheep is an animal that's very domesticated. It's very easy to get a hold of a sheep compared to maybe something else, like maybe a goat or something like that, you know, or a horse. The sheep are very easy to take advantage of, very easy to get control of. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, take advantage of these five things. They're easy to take advantage of while you have them. So the first one, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, shababaka qabla haramika. Your youth before your old age. And some of us, we may be sitting in this room and we're thinking, okay, this is for the young people. I'm not from the youth anymore. But wallahi, that's not true. Right now, each and every person that's in this room, we're as young as we're ever going to be again. Right now is as young as we're ever going to be again. Tomorrow, we're going to be one day older than we are today. Right now, we're as young as we're ever going to be again. So brothers and sisters, how many of us, we're taking advantage of our youth? How many of us, we're taking advantage of our youth? It's not just the young people. It's not just the teenagers or the people that are in their 20s. How many of us, we're taking advantage of our youth? Today, we may be in a state where we might think, I'm not young anymore. Well, wallahi, tomorrow, you might not be able to do the things that you can do today. And if you live long enough, 20 years from now, you're going to look back at this time and say, wow, I wish I was young like I was back then. So brothers and sisters, we need to take advantage of our youth before the old age catches up to us. Brothers and sisters, when you're young, that's when you have the energy. That's when you have the stamina. That's when you have the strength. That's when you can do things. As you get older, you don't have that ability anymore. Just ask anybody who started to get old, and we'll tell you. But wallahi, we don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what we might not be able to do tomorrow. So brothers and sisters, take advantage of your youth while you still have it. Take advantage of the things that you can do today while you can still do them. Brothers and sisters, how many of us, we look back on our youth, those of us that are already getting a little older, and we realize, man, I really wasted those years. How many of us, we have youngsters at home and we're letting them waste their years? Brothers and sisters, we need to try to be like the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. We need to look at how they spent their youth. And we'll just look at one example. And the example is Zayd ibn Thabit. Zayd ibn Thabit, the scribe of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu, he was only 11 when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrah to Medina. He was only 11 years old when the Messenger of Allah got to Medina. And when Rasulullah got to Medina, Zayd ibn Thabit, he was one of the first Muslims to become Muslim. And he was only 11 years old. A few years later, when the Battle of Badr was taking place, who do you think was in the front lines wanting to fight for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It was Zayd ibn Thabit, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't let him join because he was too young. He was only like maybe 12, maybe 13. 1 year later at the Battle of Uhud, who was there from among the young people trying to get in, trying to fight for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Zayd ibn Thabit. But once again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, you're too young. You're too young. Wait till next time. Wait till next time. Ghazwat al-Khandaq came along, the Battle of the Trench. All of us know this. Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu, finally Rasulullah allowed him to fight. And from that day forward, he was always from among the people that was in the front, fighting for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you compare his state to the state of our youth today. If you compare his state to our state when we were his age, what were we doing when we were 13 and 14 years old? What are our 13 and 14 year olds doing today compared to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in? Zayd ibn Thabit, radiallahu anhu, it said that he learned how to read and write when he was 12 years old. Now, they didn't have schools back then like they do today. He learned how to read and write when he was 12. Shortly after he learned how to read and write, he was entrusted to start writing the Quran. He became one of the scribes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Zayd ibn Thabit, he was so smart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he blessed him. That Rasulullah, he told Zayd ibn Thabit, learn the language of the Yahud. Learn the language of the Yahud so that we can give them good da'wah, so that we can communicate with them effectively. This was Zayd ibn Thabit. And of course, we know that later on, as he got a little older, he was the one that was entrusted by the Sahaba, by the likes of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, to gather the Quran together for the Muslims. Gather the Quran together for the Muslims. And he was still barely a teenager at that time. Subhanallah. How he spent his youth. And by comparison, how are we spending our youth? How are we letting our children spend their youth? How many of us, all we do is put a TV in front of our kids. Put a game, whatever you call them, in front of the kids. Buy them apps for their phones. Buy them iPads. Buy them tablets. Brothers and sisters, what are we doing with our youth? What do we encourage them to do with their youth? So brothers and sisters, we have to do better with our youth that we still have today, and we have to do better with our kids, the youth that they still have today. Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah, he said to the Shabab, he said, Ya Shabab, he's giving the advice to the young people. He said, O youth, seek the akhirah, seek the hereafter. Seek the hereafter, because we have often seen youngsters who they're seeking the hereafter, and while they're seeking the hereafter, they get the dunya as well. The dunya, they get their share of the dunya. But he said, we have never seen anybody who's seeking the dunya and he also gets the akhirah. He also gets the hereafter. This is the reality. If we spend all of our time just focusing on this dunya, guess what we're going to get? We're going to get some of the dunya. But how much of the hereafter are we going to get? All of us, we want the dunya, so we work for it. All of us, we say we want the hereafter, but how many of us are working for that? So brothers and sisters, take advantage of your youth while you still have it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَسِحَتَّكَ قَبْلَ سَقَامِكَ. And take advantage of your health before illness comes to you, before you get sick. And all of us, we know that this is the reality of life. And the sicknesses, many times, they come unexpected. How many people, they drop like this from a stroke? How many people today, they can do one thing and tomorrow they can't do it anymore because something happens to them. They get struck with some kind of sickness. Brothers and sisters, take advantage of your health. And I say this to myself, as I say it to you, take advantage of your health while you still have it. How many of us, if we knew for certain that we were going to get some kind of disease that was going to affect our eyes, we would do things differently while we still had our eyesight? How about if you knew for certain that next week you're going to be blind for the rest of your life, so you only have a week left to use your eyes? How many of us, we would use our eyes differently? How about our hearing? How about speaking? How many of us today, we can recite Quran as much as we want. We can read the Quran as much as we want, but instead we spend our time talking on the phone, talking on the internet, looking at YouTube, looking at the TV, instead of taking advantage of the health that Allah has blessed us with. Brothers and sisters, none of us know how long we're going to enjoy the benefits that we have. And it's only until you lose that blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you realize what you had. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, نِعْمَتَانِ مَقْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَصِحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاقِ. This is the hadith all of us know. Rasulullah, he warned us. He said, there are two blessings in which many people, they're losing out. They're cheating themselves. And this is us. We're cheating ourselves. And that's health and free time. Health and free time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَغِنَاقَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ. And take advantage of your wealth before you become poor. Take advantage of your wealth, your riches that you have, before you become poor. And some people might say, well, this one doesn't apply to me. I'm barely getting by. I don't have a whole lot of wealth. So this is not me. This is for the rich brothers and sisters. Wallahi, this is not true. Wallahi, this is not true. Brothers and sisters, think of what you have compared to our brothers and sisters who left Syria. They left Syria with nothing but the clothes on their backs. We're rich compared to them. The reality is, most of us in this room, we're probably rich compared to the majority of the people in this world. The people that don't have houses full of food, the people that don't have closets full of clothes, the people that don't even have a roof over their heads. We're rich compared to them. But how are we using that wealth? Brothers and sisters, this wealth is an amana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wealth that we enjoy, it's not just about money. It's everything that we have. It's a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see what you're going to do. There's no guarantee you're going to have that wealth until the day that you die. How many times have you heard of people becoming rich overnight? And after a short period of time, they're back to being poor. So what are we doing with the wealth that we have right now? How many of us we have in our wallets the same money that we've been walking around for weeks at a time? The same money has been in our wallet for weeks at a time. We haven't done nothing with it. We're just holding on in case something happens. Brothers and sisters, use some of that money for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use some of that wealth that you have. How many of us, we got clothes at home we don't even use, and we're holding on to it. I'm going to hold on to it till I can fit back in it. When I lose some weight, then I'm going to start wearing that again. I'm going to wear that one day. I know I am. Give it up for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use that wealth for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you still can. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, he said, أَيُّكُمْ مَالُ وَرِثِهِ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ مَالِهِ. Rasulullah said, which one of you loves the wealth of his heirs more than his own wealth? Which one of you loves the wealth that you're going to leave behind to the people that are going to inherit you more than you love your own wealth? The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they said, Ya Rasulullah, مَا مِنَّ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا مَالُهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ. They said, O Messenger of Allah, there's not a single one of us that doesn't love his own wealth more. This is the reality. That's why we hold on to our wealth, because we love it. It's my wealth. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Rasulullah said, فَإِنَّ مَالُهُ مَقَدَّمَ وَمَالُ وَرِثِهِ مَأَخَّرَ. Rasulullah said, your wealth is whatever you send forward. Whatever you send forward, that's your wealth. And whatever you leave behind, that's the wealth of your heirs. That's the wealth of the people who are going to inherit you. So brothers and sisters, as I said, spend from your wealth for your own benefit while you still can. There's no guarantee that we're going to have tomorrow what we have today. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to spend for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, brothers and sisters, as I said, this nasiha, we've all heard this hadith before. All of us, we know this hadith. Nothing that I'm saying is new or should be new to anybody. But just because you know something doesn't mean that you're benefiting from knowing that. Brothers and sisters, I want you to imagine for a second, those of you that have businesses, maybe those of you that have stores, I want you to imagine for a second that somebody walks into your store and they say to you, I want this, 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 and that, but I want it for free. I don't want to pay for it. What would we say about such a person if they walk into your store and say that? Or if they walk into any store and they say that? We say, man, get out of here. You're crazy. What do you mean? You want it for free? But how many of us, this is how we're approaching Yawmul Qiyamah? How many of us, this is exactly how we're approaching Yawmul Qiyamah, the day when we're going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many of us, we want Jannah, but we don't want to do nothing for it? We want to get into Jannah, but we don't want to do the work today. We want Jannah, but we don't want to spend from anything, from our time, from our health, from our wealth. We don't want to spend any of that to get Jannah. Yet we want Jannah. What kind of way is this to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the last day? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, wa faragaka qabla shughulika. He said, take advantage of your free time before you become busy. Before you become busy. And as somebody that's entered the middle age, I can tell you, if you live long enough, you will get busier. You will get busier. This is the reality. Because as you enter the middle age, now you've got maybe youngsters pulling at you. You've also got parents pulling at you. You've got responsibilities at the job, responsibilities with this, responsibilities with that. You're going to get busier. But brothers and sisters, tomorrow you might be busier still. So take advantage of the time that you have right now while you still have it. How many of us in the past week we spent at least 1 hour watching TV? How many of us we spent at least 2 or 3? This is the reality. How many of us we spent at least 1 hour on the computer, on our phones? And by comparison, how many of us we spent just 1 hour reading Quran this past week? 1 hour reading Quran. Brothers and sisters, we have to take advantage of our time while we still have it. We always find time to do the things that we like to do. Watching TV, playing on the internet, playing a game console, playing on our phones, whatever it is. We find time to do the things that we like to do. But brothers and sisters, take advantage of your time to benefit yourself for tomorrow when we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, how many of us, we came to the masjid today? But this will be the only time that the masjid will see you until next Friday. We should reflect. Brothers, what's keeping us from coming to the masjid? Think about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it obligatory for us to come to the masjid on Friday in the middle of the day. And many of us, alhamdulillah, we do it. So if we can come on the busiest day of the week, in the middle of the day, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why can't we come the rest of the time? Why can't we come for Salatul Fajr, Salatul Isha, or any other Salat during the week? If we can come on the busiest day of the week, why can't we come some other time as well? Brothers, come to the masjid while you can. There was a time when I wasn't coming to the masjid, and I regret those days, all those opportunities that passed me by, and I didn't take advantage of them. But alhamdulillah, brothers, I stand up here and I say it all the time, and I know I sound like a broken record. Come to the masjid, come to the masjid, come to the masjid. Brothers and sisters, come to the masjid. Brothers, come to the masjid while you still can. Don't let the next time that you come to the masjid, that you're coming because they're going to pray Salatul Janaza over you. And then you didn't come because you wanted to. You came because you didn't have a choice. So brothers, come to the masjid while you still can, while it's still within your hands to do so. Take advantage of that. And finally, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَحَيَاتَكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ, and take advantage of your life before your death. And this is all the nasiha wrapped up into one. Take advantage of your life before your death. How many of us, we're certain we're going to be here tomorrow? None of us. But yet this is how we live our lives. How many of us, we're certain we're going to be here 10 years from now? None of us know this for sure, but this is how we live in our lives. We're planning for 10 years from now, I'm going to retire. 10 years from now, I'm going to be doing this. 10 years from now, I'm going to have that. Brothers and sisters, take advantage of your life while you still have it. Remember the people that passed away. These same people, they thought the same way that we still do. These people, they didn't think death was going to come when it did. So brothers and sisters, take advantage of your life while you still have it. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَتِيَكُ الْيَقِينَ, and worship your Lord until the certainty comes to you. Worship your Lord until the certainty comes to you. And the certainty is death. We know it's coming. So let's live our lives doing what's pleasing to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Imam Abdullah says, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just the salat. It's not just the fasting. It's not just reading the Quran. Let's busy ourselves with the worship of Allah. And the worship of Allah is those deeds and actions. Actions and deeds and words that are pleasing to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything from the deeds and the actions that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether you do it in open or whether you do it in secret. But let's make sure that that's what we're doing. Let's busy ourselves with those things that are pleasing to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to benefit from this short reminder here today. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to take advantage of our lives before the death comes for us. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us to die in a state of al-Islam, in a state where Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala